This is JIS News. Coming up, Education Minister to begin approving school textbook lists, changes made to GSAT curriculum, and new stipulations for bauxite mining sector. The news in detail after this message. Stay with us.
Here's a business development opportunity from the NHT.
Do you live in an NHT housing scheme? Do you have an innovative idea or a business ready for takeoff?
Now start or grow your business through the NHT Entrepreneurial Challenge.
Get business mentorship and training. Be among top enterprises to share a development awards package of over $10 million.
Enter the NHT Entrepreneurial Challenge today.
Deadline May 16. Visit nht.gov.jm or any NHT office for details.
The blood bank is always in need of blood. Give generously. The blood you give today may save your life tomorrow.
Now the news. As of September, all primary and high school textbook lists must be approved by the Ministry of Education before being passed on to parents. Education Minister Reverend Ronald Thwaites says this measure is designed to ensure that parents do not purchase unnecessary textbooks or books that will be underutilized by students.
No book lists are to be issued by schools unless approved by the Ministry of Education. Parents should not be spending more than an average of $5,000 on supplementary texts at the primary level and about $12,000 at the grade 7 to 9 levels at the secondary schools.
Minister Thwaites is encouraging parents to check the book lists received from schools with those provided by the Ministry of Education and to ensure that the recommended books are absolutely necessary before making purchases. In the meantime, the Ministry of Education has approved changes to the Grade 6 Achievement Test GSAT curriculum in the areas of science and social studies. Education Minister Reverend Ronald Thwaites announced the changes during his sectoral debate presentation in Parliament Wednesday.
The GSAT examination, the Grade 6 Achievement Test, next year will no longer require detailed knowledge which is not age appropriate in the field of science, but will include more mastery of general concepts and basic scientific principles. And in social studies, we are reducing the content by about 25%, and the test will consist of 60 items instead of 80 items.
Mr. Thwaites says these changes are in keeping with the ministry's move to introduce a new primary curriculum, as well as a new primary exit examination to replace GSAT. The new curriculum and exam will emphasize reasoning and critical thinking. The ministry plans to introduce the new primary level curriculum in 2017. Science, Technology, Energy and Mining Minister Philip Polwell says there will be no new agreements for the export of raw bauxite without specific conditions. He says while all existing agreements will be honored, new agreements will not be considered unless accompanied by a commitment to build an alumina refinery with specific timelines for implementation.
Unless an investor commits and does invest in value-added production, we're not going to allow you to take out our bauxite alone. You have to have associated with that a refinery to process alumina. That is the policy that we are implementing today.
Meanwhile, the government is expected to conclude discussions with the world's largest aluminum company, UC Rusal, regarding operations at the Allpart and Kirkvine bauxite plants this month. Representatives of UC Rusal will be visiting the island later this month to participate in the discussions. And the Ministry of Health is expressing concern about the high levels of physical inactivity and obesity in the country and is therefore encouraging citizens to become more physically active. Portfolio Minister Dr. Fenton Ferguson says a recent report from the World Health Organization, WHO, points to a lack of physical activity as the fourth leading risk factor for global mortality. He says physical inactivity is also the main cause for 21% to 25% of breast and colon cancers. Dr. Ferguson was delivering the keynote address at the launch of the Guardian Group's Keep It Alive 5K Night Run in Kingston recently. He lauded the Keep It Alive 5K run as a good investment in preventing lifestyle diseases, which he says are largely preventable through the control of four main risk factors, one of which is physical inactivity. That was the JIS News. I'm Lorraine Mendez.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.